from St. Louis Public Radio. This is Politically Speaking. Jason Law is positioning himself as a political outsider, mainly because his only elective office is to city government in Lake St. Louis. But the GOP official believes he could bring a fresh set of eyes to St. Charles County government, especially at a time when the county's growth could be in jeopardy. Law joins us on the latest episode of Politically Speaking, so let's hit the music.
This is the Politically Speaking podcast, the definitive show about Missouri politics.
Let's go back to some of those policies, to that peace and prosperity that we had some 4 to 5 years ago.
Everywhere is Democratic country once this Democrat's been there.
There are a lot of things in Washington that are very bipartisan, including some bills that I've already gotten passed.
And I think it works best when you can see both sides, but you have to pick one, and I firmly align with the Republicans.
But certainly, I think if she's running against one of the crazy dudes, certainly it's going to be a lot easier.
But I'll take wisdom and age and a few missteps in oratory over somebody who has no substance.
I believe that you represent the party's values and you move forward, and that's what I have done.
And welcome to Politically Speaking. I'm your host, St. Louis Public Radio's politics correspondent, Jason Rosenbaum. Joining us in studio today, he is one of three major candidates seeking the Republican nomination for St. Charles County Executive. Our guest today is
Jason Law.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You have a great first name.
I love your first name as well, sir.
You have joined other Jasons on the show, Jason Smith. That's the only one I can think of right now. Oh, Jason Bean. Jason Bean also has a great first name. We never had Jason Holzman on, but we had Jason Kral on, who is a former state senator. Enough Jason love. I want to talk about, before we get into issues, just have you introduce yourself, what you do besides running for St. Charles County Executive, because you do have a day job, and why you even wanted to get involved in the wacky world of St. Charles County politics at all.
You know, my name is Jason Law. I'm a lieutenant colonel with one of the largest police agencies in the region. Directly and indirectly, I make decisions that determine the safety of a million people plus. So I've been in law enforcement for 28 years, and I've enjoyed serving the community. And, you know, I went in to serve some in a different capacity near my house in Lake St. Louis. I was an alderman, a part-time alderman, and then I ran for a part-time mayor position in 2021. And during that time, we were able to cut taxes by 46% by paying off debt early, becoming a debt-free city. We were able to cut bureaucracy, which, you know, helped about $500 million in private investment in Lake St. Louis. And then we expanded the police department, and we put more police on the street and cut crime by 45% over 4 years, becoming the 10th safest city in the state of Missouri. And I said to myself, I want to make sure St. Charles County is safe, growing in the right way, and I wanted to serve my community in that capacity and run for St. Charles County Executive.
How long have you lived in Lake St. Louis for?
Since 2008, so 18 years.
Has the population gone from, like, I'm being a little facetious here, like 2 to like 30 or 40,000 in the last 20 years or something like that?
I think I would say it was the last 20 years. I would say it's closer to from 8,000 to about 22,000.
Yeah, that's explosive growth.
It is. It's
how does that change the sort of character of a city to go from an 8,000 person city to a 22,000 person city in such a short time?
And that's where you have to manage the growth of population in terms of how you grow as a city and if you grow responsibly or not responsibly. And that's why in 2021 I put in a moratorium. Myself and the Board of Aldermen put a moratorium in place to stop the growth of apartments. And since it was actually 2022, we put that into effect, and not another apartment proposal has been passed since that time.
Which we'll talk about more as we get on to the show. You're, as I mentioned, you're one of three major candidates who are running in this contest. The other is St. Charles County St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. The other is former state senator Bill Eigel. Why do you think you stand out compared to those two?
I'm not a career politician. I'm actually have a career outside of politics. I mean, those two have over 50 years in politics combined and ran in over 28 elections. And I think, you know, it gets to a point where we don't need politicians, career politicians. I believe in term limits. And I wanted to show that a non-career politician could get in there and do the things that I did in Lake St. Louis with my board of aldermen, work with everybody to accomplish great things for a community as it begins to grow further and bigger.
I think there is some concern among people who are not fans of Bill Eigel that having two major candidates running against him is going to split the vote and cause Bill Eigel to win. Do you feel that you are strong enough on your own to beat both County Executive Ellman and former Senator Eigel? And if so, why?
Without a doubt. And it's because St. Charles, if you look at the last municipal elections in April, 82% of incumbents got beat. The people of St. Charles County don't want career politicians. And I'm well-funded. I have a good message. And we believe we're going to win here on August 4th.
What is so objectionable about Steve Ellman getting another term, besides the fact that he's been there for a long time?
You know what? We have a lot going on in St. Charles County, as you were talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about data centers and other growth. And, you know, you need to look outside 5 and 10 years. And I don't think he wants to do this job anymore. I think he wants to run for a couple of years and then hand it off to somebody else of his choosing.
He told me, though, he says he plans to serve all 4 years. Do you not believe him?
I do not believe him.
Okay. So I guess I can ask you that question. You pledge that you will serve all 4 years, correct?
I will serve at least 4 years and no more than 12 years.
Okay. I guess to play devil's advocate, though, because I wanted not just to County Executive Ellman, but also to Senator Eigel, you could argue that having some experience in the political realm makes you more well-versed on some of the things that you encounter from day to day in County Executive. Feel free to push. I want you to push back against that argument, basically.
Well, you know, if you look at St. Charles County government, it's the size of about 1,200 personnel. Mm-hmm. I manage 1,200 personnel today with the largest police department in the region. I'm in executive leadership. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I took that leadership and took it to Lake St. Louis. And yes, it's a part-time position and it's not a full-time politician's job, but you learn budgeting, you learn all the different aspects of government that you need to be able to move forward. And we were extremely successful. My board and I were extremely successful on how we managed Lake St. Louis. And it's a thriving community, and we stopped the growth of apartments. And I'm going to bring that same thing to St. Charles County.
Let's start with the apartment issue as we get into issues. Why is it important to stop the growth of apartments when interest rates are really high and it's hard for people to buy houses right now?
Well, there's a few different reasons. Like in Lake St. Louis, we were getting bombarded by apartments. And, you know, my previous mayor didn't want to, you know, touch that type of thing. And so when I took over as mayor and was elected, the school, we have a school that's in Lake St. Louis. It was starting to explode. The fire resources, the police resources, all those different aspects need to grow with your community. And it's a huge cost to taxpayers and to Lake St. Louis to have resources to provide all the services to those apartments. And we needed it to slow down.
What can you do as county executive to compel municipalities to stop building apartment complexes?
Well, you know, myself and my team, we backed candidates that agreed with us. And if you look in the city of Dardenne Prairie, we backed Mayor Weideman. What did he do in his first month or two? A 12-month moratorium on apartments. We backed candidates in O'Fallon. And you're going to see there's been a few news stories where he's going to put out a legislation for a moratorium on apartments. And I also backed the mayor of the new Lake St. Louis mayor, Brian McKinney. And he believes in same policies as we did. And that's leadership. It's helping provide great candidates for these cities to help grow in the right way.
So it sounds like an indirect thing, because I'm not sure as county executive you can compel municipalities to build or not build apartment complexes.
No, you can't compel, but you can also show your vision to those mayors and also try to work with them to say, hey, the citizens of St. Charles County are speaking out. If you look at the municipal elections, like I talked about, 82% of incumbents got beat across St. Charles County. That's telling you right there that they want change. They don't want the fast growth. They want infrastructure in place. If you look in Western St. Charles County, it's terrible, the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure we're providing infrastructure for the things that we're building.
Going back to like the germ of my first question, I do understand why building large apartment complexes next to single family homes causes a lot of uproar. But I also want to go back to the question of if you are no longer building apartment complexes and it's hard to buy a home, are you basically telling people who are not wealthy enough to buy homes that St. Charles County is just not welcoming to you?
No, what I'm saying, if there's affordability issues, we as a government need to be able to take an approach that makes it more affordable. And where can we do that in? That's cutting taxes. And cutting taxes, it makes things more affordable. If you're 21 and want to buy a $400,000 house, that's probably not going to happen. And I understand that.
Unless you're a successful YouTuber.
Right. There you go. I'm not saying they're not welcome. What I am saying is that St. Charles County is pristine. We're doing great things now, and we need to keep that moving in the right direction. And I just don't think apartments, I'm not saying forever. I'm just saying let these apartments saturate in. Make sure we have the resources to respond to things for those apartments, and we can provide the services that people expect in St. Charles County. If you overbuild it, you're stretching our resources to the point we can't provide the same resources as we did before.
I want to ask more generally, because I live in St. Louis County, and I moved to St. Louis County from the city because one of my sons has developmental disabilities, and we take advantage of the special school district. And then another one of my sons was born, and he also uses SSD. And we've just found it to be a really welcoming community for families. There's like lots of free amenities, like parks. We're close to the city, which has even more free amenities. And I do know that like St. Charles County has an extensive park system and also has entertainment options. But what would you do as county executive to do sort of the same thing that got people to move to St. Louis County by making it more than just a bunch of houses and a bunch of roads?
Well, the parks that have been put in place now is plenty for the citizens of St. Charles County. I think it's in the neighborhood of 80 per 1 acre. So the parkland is there. Now it's just maintaining that parkland. So the use tax that is in place to fund those parks has ballooned to $60 million a year. That's something that we can cut in half and give back to the people of St. Charles County to make things more affordable.
One of the big issues that I think all levels of government are dealing with right now is data centers. In St. Charles City, I want to make it clear, it was St. Charles City, not St. Charles County, was kind of the first place in the region where there were a big data center proposal was brought forth. It was not popular because it was very close to residential. And it kind of just went away. I think that like there are compelling reasons or arguments on both sides about data centers. I think artificial intelligence definitely is attached to data centers, and it's just frankly not popular among a lot of people. And I think that there is, while I think like the water usage situation has gotten better, they just use a lot of electricity. On the other hand, like they're going to be built somewhere. If they're not built in America, they're going to be built in China. If they're not built in St. Charles, they're going to be built in Montgomery County. So how do you thread the needle between listening to people who have real concerns over this, but not completely throwing away potentially major economic development for the county?
What I think happened in St. Charles City was it was kind of a boondoggle. You know, it was ridiculous. It wasn't transparent. It appeared to be a backroom deal. Nobody knew what was going on. And then when it got out, the people were upset. And, you know, I understand why. Data centers, we need to make sure three things. The environment's good. We're not giving subsidies to billion-dollar companies. And the energy usage doesn't affect normal rates for people. Yeah, I'm a North County guy, grew up in North St. Louis County, part of the Coldwater Creek. I'm a cancer survivor, had Hodgkin's lymphoma, And I'm not going to put something in the environment that's going to hurt our kids or grandkids. Mm-hmm. So until we know for sure that they're clean, safe, and we're not giving tax incentives to billion-dollar companies, I won't be for those. And they're going to have to make a pretty good case to make it happen.
I think it's a similar question about apartments. There could be situations where, you know, they want to build a data center in unincorporated St. Charles County, and then that would be your purview. But I guess if they want to build it in municipalities, this would be a bully pulpit situation where you say – you use your perch as county executive to say this is a good deal or this is not a good deal. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. And if you look at the land out there in St. Charles County, if they're going to be built, you're probably outside of St. Charles City, who has the river flat or the floodplains out mm-hmm. there. It would be in unincorporated St. Charles County. I don't think O'Fallon – Wentzville might have some land left to do that, but they're growing subdivisions. So I think St. Charles County Executive is going to have a major role on any data center that comes into play.
I think – and I'm going to go back to like one of the first questions I asked you. One of the things that has really fascinated me about St. Charles County is just its growth over the last 20 years. And I think it often gets a bad rap from people in the city and the county who thinks it's just like – just people from North St. Louis County. I think it has some of the largest increases in African-American populations, Latino populations, Indian populations. I think people of all races want to go next to a good school, get a nice house, and have a lawn. I mean, I like doing both of those all of those things. But I do think that one of the things that especially County Executive Ellman has raised the alarm about is as long as the region's population remains stagnant, St. Charles County's growth is not assured forever. So what is your sort of thought about making sure that growth does not stagnate and St. Charles County becomes St. Louis County Part 2, which I live there, but it is stagnant. St. Louis County is stagnant county USA, basically.
I think that's a regional question at large. You know, you look at the St. Louis County race, there's going to be a new St. Louis County executive. You know, you're looking at Jefferson County. Tim Whitney's doing pretty good down there. And Franklin County and Jefferson County. You look at those counties, we need to work together as a region with this, along with the city to make sure that crime is under control. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I've said before, how many Fortune 500 companies have to leave St. Louis before we get our acts together and make sure that crime's a number one issue for the entire region to address? You just can't do it in one spot because crime takes the path of least resistance, just like water, and it's going to go somewhere else. I've been in this business for almost 30 years. I can tell you what's going to happen in most scenarios. But if we can get county executives to work together to fight crime on a regional basis instead of just a, you know, municipal or county level, we need to fight it as a region. I think we can make a big difference, start the growth like Indianapolis and Louisville again, but we got to be safe and we got to be out of the top 10 most dangerous cities in the country.
So this is another question I posed to County Executive Ellman. I'm going to try to be nuanced here because, you know, county folk like me often bring up the fact that St. Charles County isn't part of the Zoo Museum District and isn't part of Metro. And I think it is also fair to say that, like, the citizens have to vote for both of those things. And I think I don't think they would. I don't think that St. Charles County wants to be part of those things. And we're not going to force you to be part of a taxing jurisdiction that you don't want to. But I think, like, if you're talking about regional initiatives, eventually people are going to look to a county which has more people than the city of St. Louis for more than just leadership. They're going to ask for actual money to do things like fighting crime or to fight region-wide homelessness. So how exactly do you do that if the citizens are really hesitant about buying into multi-county taxing jurisdictions? I mentioned two of them with Metro and Zoo Museum District, but I think like the things you mentioned are going to require money and not just people saying we have to do this.
Well, so if you're talking about a regional crime plan, we can do it with the monies already available. Okay. That's just by using our resources that we have now, just in a better way, a more universal way. It's not bringing more taxes. That's the last thing that Jason Law is going to do in St. Charles County is have a tax raise.
Mm. Well, we need to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll return to Politically Speaking with Jason Law.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.
And we're back on Politically Speaking with Jason Law. He is one of three major Republican candidates running for St. Charles County Executive. You mentioned taxes before the break. One of your opponents, former Senator Bill Igel, has made quite a bit of hoopla over trying to, quote, get rid of the personal property tax in St. Charles County. You did not see me because this is not a video, but I put that in quotes because there are a lot of people who feel like you cannot do that. Are you in that category who feel like you just do not have the power to get rid of a personal property tax as a county executive?
I think it would take a vote of the people to change the charter. Mm-hmm. And I do think there's a way. So like I told you before, the use tax for the parks, mm-hmm. right? If we got rid of half of that, that's $30 million a year we could put towards that. Mm-hmm. If we sold the venues of the Family Arena and the NEC, the Horse Barn, mm-hmm. if we sold those, that frees up another $15 million in operational costs, plus the capital costs you bring in that you could put towards infrastructure mm-hmm. in Western St. Charles County. But there we're starting to take away some taxes from folks. We're starting to save some money. And that's a good way. Maybe you can't get rid of the full Bill's plan is fake. But can you start with residential personal property tax, the first wave, if we can save enough money, and then go to small business and then corporate if possible? I don't know if we can do the corporate side, but just those savings of those things that I just brought up gives you a good head start on cutting taxes.
Okay, so the only personal property tax that I have usually paid is on cars. And my understanding is the vast majority of it goes to things like school districts and taxing jurisdictions that are not overseen or run by St. Charles County. So I'm having a hard time understanding like how a county could pay for any of those things. How functionally would you be able to do that unless the legislature from the state does something?
Well, I think that's a part of it. I think the thing that Steve lacks, communication, he lacks the ability to have an agenda to take down to Jeff City to do such those things. He won't even speak to some of the folks that go down to Jeff City. And that's where I'm way different than these folks. I've worked with people across multiple counties to get things done for where I work. And I think you cannot agree on everything that somebody's going down to Jeff City to do, a state senator, but you can maybe come up with two or three key ideas to take down there to get passed for the people of St. Charles County. And that's the different type of person I am. I know how to work with people, and neither of those guys do.
One of the things that city and county voters approved, I think about 10 years ago, we're almost at the 10-year anniversary of the Prop P's, is Proposition P, which ended up implementing dedicated sales tax to help law enforcement agencies, both in the city and the county. I'll be not to throw shade on my city folks, but it had a much bigger impact on St. Louis County because a 1% sales tax in a county of a million people brings in a lot more money. We were talking before the show, I think it did a lot of good things in terms of like paying officers more and buying more equipment, and also. You know, I think it also helped in some ways of building new buildings, although I think ARPA did most of that.
ARPA did.
Do you think that's needed in St. Charles County as the population grows and the law enforcement countywide becomes more urgent?
Well, here's the difference. I believe a difference in St. Charles County and St. Louis County is that where are you going to put your money? So in St. Charles County, what I would do is make the decisions necessary to make sure the police were funded mm-hmm. with the tax dollars coming in. I don't think we need a Prop P out in St. Charles County. And the reason being is because we are growing mm-hmm. and growth does bring in business, and business does bring in sales tax and other taxing. So St. Charles County has plenty of funds. That's not an issue in St. Charles County as of yet, and it wouldn't be under my leadership.
I think that one of the benefits that St. Charles County has, and first of all, they got to see all the mistakes St. Louis County made. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that was made is the fact that there's like 87 cities, and I don't know how many police departments there are now, but there are a lot. And in St. Charles County, there are more than like six or seven cities, but there are really like only five, six, seven cities that are large enough to have police departments. And they have enough population and money to be well-funded as terms of – I'm talking about the municipal police departments.
Yeah.
That's been my assumption. Is my assumption correct, or are they also having the same problems of some St. Louis County municipal police departments?
No, and you know, for I'll go back to Lake St. Louis. What we did was we lowered our tax base. We cut the taxes by 46% by paying off debt early, becoming a debt-free city. And that comes into play. So Costco came into St. Charles County just recently, and they had two sites, one in Lake St. Louis and one in O'Fallon. And they looked at the books, and they looked at the tax rates, and they go, well, it's cheaper here, so we're going to build in Lake St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So you lower the taxes, you broaden the base, you bring in more tax revenue that way. So that means you have to ask for less tax money from the people.
I think that I'm going to go back to politics for a minute. I think that this race is being paid attention to more than a usual county executive race, frankly, because of Bill Igel. Bill Igel ran for governor. He got second place. And I'm going to certainly
– And he ran for the head of the GOP.
GOP. And I'm going to ask him this directly. So I want to make this clear. I'm not just asking random people to – opine on another candidate. I think that, like, for instance, the governor is paying attention to this race because he does not want Bill Igel to be St. Charles County executive and then run against him in 2 years. Like, is that your feeling too?
I do believe that, and that's why I'm the only candidate that truly wants to be in this race and help the people of St. Charles County. The other two, Steve wants to retire, but he doesn't like Bill. Bill wants to run against Governor Kehoe, and I want to help the people of St. Charles County.
Do you think, though, that – like, I think that one of the things that you have to do in the next few weeks is those other two candidates – I'm not saying, like, they have 99% name recognition, but they are well-known because they have run for state Senate seats and they've been a countywide official. You've been a citywide official, but just in one city. How are you going to build your name recognition to where you can – have enough visibility compared to two candidates that people basically already know?
And you're right. I'm not a career politician and people know me less. But we have a strategy and a plan that we're putting in place and we're implementing now that's going to get us the saturation numbers we need to win this race. And we're doing things such as we're going to knock 20 to 30,000 doors. You know, we're doing everything that a normal campaign would do. And people aren't truly paying attention, like the residents aren't paying attention to this race. More inside baseball folks are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's close to 70% of, if you look at all the polls, 70% of the people are not chosen one person yet in this race. So it's open.
It's interesting you mention that because I have been following St. Louis County government now for, God, almost 15 years now. I can't believe I haven't gone crazy doing that. Everybody who is in that circle of hell sometimes feels like it is the most visible and important thing in the world. But the truth is, like, you don't really use county government unless you need to. Like, you don't utilize it unless you need a permit, unless you use, like, a county road or the county health department. Are you kind of getting the same feeling from going door to door that, like, people don't really pay super close attention to county politics because they don't use county government in their day-to-day lives as much as, say, city government? Like, I probably pay more attention to Richmond Heights because they pick up my trash than St. Louis County. Are you experiencing that? I'm curious.
No. So there's a lot of things. I mean, if you look at infrastructure, mm-hmm. for example, the county road board, it's a well-funded, sales tax-funded taxing district. Mm-hmm. And they go to the municipalities and will give money in a grant system to help do the roads. So the county government is always participating with all the municipalities. Maybe it seems like it's in the background, but it's very upfront in terms of infrastructure. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running as well, is because the infrastructure is so poorly done in western St. Charles County and the traffic concerns are very big out there. And that's because the roads haven't been kept up with. And we need a county executive that's going to make sure he's managing all of St. Charles County, just not downtown St. Charles.
You mentioned the April municipal elections, and you're correct that a lot of incumbents lost their jobs. But the other thing that was very notable is that a property tax freeze failed. And There's going to be a lot of caveats in this question because I do think this question needs to be put into proper context. There have been some people who have argued that that should be put on the ballot again. Now, there have been people that were against it who thinks, okay, they're just being sore losers. Now, St. Louis County is going to vote on the use tax again, even though it failed 2 or 3 years ago. And I do think it is objectively true that having this in an April election is different than having it in a higher turnout election. First of all, do you think that you can have that again? Do you think you would need the legislature to allow you to have a revote? And if so, if the answer is you can revote on it, would you want another revote on it?
Yes, I would want another revote on that. I mean, when we talked about affordability issues in St. Charles County, and my property tax rose, I think it's 25% in the last 3 years. That's a good chunk of money that's, you know, going out. It's something that Steve put on the ballot, and like the candidate Steve backed all lost. His tax lost. That is what Steve is doing, and he's not getting his agenda done, and that's because the residents aren't happy about it.
Do you think that that failure of that tax freeze is a sign, and also some of the school board elections, is a sign that St. Charles County is becoming less Republican?
No, and I think those April has just such not many people vote in April. Mm-hmm. And so if you go against example for the property tax freeze, the school districts are going to come out heavily and they can sway those elections pretty heavily. But can they sway them in November when you're getting up into a higher percentage of people voting? I don't think so.
I asked that question because it passed in Jefferson County. And Jefferson County is also a very Republican county, but it is pretty recent. It was a pretty Democratic county. And maybe there was just stronger organized opposition in St. Charles County, and it wasn't really a partisan thing. Like, I'm not really sure, but, like, what's your thought about that?
I don't think Steve educated the voter on what it was. Mm-hmm. I think there was too many tax increases on the April ballot, and what happened was that got lumped in with those, and people just voted no down ticket.
All right, I have two fun redistricting questions, which you have no say in, but I do want to ask. I'm asking this to all candidates. Do you think it's a good thing that St. Charles County isn't all in one congressional district now?
It all is in one.
Yes.
I do. I think that's a good thing.
So the reason I asked that question is there's going to be a lot of pressure to split up the first district next year. And I do not see any way you're going to be able to split pieces of St. Louis and St. Louis County into five different districts and keep St. Charles County whole. Now, I think Steve Ellman kind of punted on this and said, this is not my lane. I don't really care. But as the county executive, like, you do need, like, it does matter, like, what your congressional delegation does because they bring in a lot of federal money. Does that concern you that St. Charles County could be split into three or four districts just to make Mo 1 possible to win?
Well, I think that's another place where St. Charles County executive needs to lead on, and that's through your state legislators, and you bring them together and you come up with a plan what's best for St. Charles County. I'd have to see a map on how it's broken down before I would even make any adjustment. But an extra congressperson that goes to, you know, D.C. could be helpful for the Republican Party.
Yeah, we'll broach that question in 2027 because
okay.
It is not happening in 2026. Thank God I am all redistricted out. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us today for all of our stories. Go to stlpr.org. Politically Speaking is a product of St. Louis Public Radio, which is part of the University of Missouri system. How can people find out more about your campaign either on social media or the World Wide Web?
Jason Law for stcharlescounty.com or I'm on Facebook, Instagram, all those other sites. Just Jason Law for St. Charles County Executive. Easy to find.
Thank you very much, and until next time, so long.
Thank you, sir.
Politically Speaking is produced by Sarah Kellogg, Rachel Lipman, and me, Jason Rosenbaum. The show is edited by Fred Ehrlich. Read all of our coverage at stlpr.org, and if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Politically Speaking by searching the term Politically Speaking on Apple Podcasts. From St. Louis Public Radio. This This is Politically Speaking.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.